Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sufar Reef, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show, a show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And brothers and sisters, it is all about relationship. the quality of that relationship, not only to your almighty creator, but in regards to one another and strangers, different nations. It's all about exercising quality relationships. And sometimes, unfortunately, in regards to strangers, different nations, you can't exercise a quality relationship, try as you may. And why do I say that? Well, this will go into my contemporary comments. You see, America has showed his hand to some of us, whom like lying to ourselves and each other, whom like lying that only if I maintain and capture the vote, things will work out for me. Well, these good Christian white folks have showed you what they think about you. They have a code for you. They have a code that they don't care about your stinking vote. As a matter of fact, their code said, we don't even want to rap to you about no damn vote. So, sometimes it's incumbent upon people to stop lying to themselves and each other and face the fact. And not of something that you've done, per se, but and when it comes to strangers, different nations, they just don't like you. They don't love you. They don't want no parts of you. And the only thing they see you good for is to be a good slave. Don't make no noise. Don't rock the boat. Go along with the program. See, that's what these Republicans have shown you today. But we're here today to show you a different world. A world of real changes, real justice, real truth, the real way that will truly enhance and improve and embellish your life, your dismal slave-like lies that you've been crying, dying, marching in protest to become a part of. When the reality of the situation is this, they want no part of you. They have a code for you. It's called so-called black code. We'll use them, abuse them, mistreat them, dominate them, sometimes kill them, and let them kill each other. That's the code. That's the only vote you got. But I guess as long as you're lying to yourself and to each other, you'll never see. You know, there's a saying in our studies that we've come across. The people perish for lack of... Okay, all right. And also, the balance are still... off the Richter scale in our communities. I don't see anything, the outcome of it improving any, especially when you have a laws that make it easy access to maintain and keep weapons of high capacity and also to carry. And also, in conjunction with that, you got a wicked populace, a wicked, evil-ass populace. It's to be expected, okay? No, not love, not lack. But under this unjust system, unfortunately, it's to be expected. That's why we take you on these studies with us. So you can garner some peace of mind, some sense and direction and our purpose. and perhaps carve out a place somewhere, anywhere, far away from this madness. It's true. My name is Yamsouf Arif. This is the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm one of the lead students on this show. My brother and friend from Cartier from New York City, he's another lead student on this show. But before we get started, let me bring him along so he can make some commentaries and we'll move right along, shall we? Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yamsouf Arif. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also.
I appreciate that.
Well, I try to, because a lot of folks ain't talking about nothing, so I try to make sense and say something that's right. And, you know, I learned in our studies by you that a man must be cognizant and conscious of what he said. And so I try to say the right thing, right? I try to say the right thing and things that make sense, okay?
So the American dream is actually a nightmare. Because we can't get no vote, can't get no justice, can't get no truth.
Nope.
We still treat this of a human being under the black code.
Exactly.
And they definitely ain't showing us no love.
Nope.
They show more love to the football player that came out and said he was gay than our people who's fighting for just basic human civil rights.
Yeah.
And the fact that they were setting themselves to war, every war that they have fought, just to be killed over there. And then they come back home and be killed here.
Right.
And we think they're going to show us or put us on the same level that they're on. They're sadly mistaken.
You forget that. Like you said, they got more love for Carl Nassib, I believe that's his name. And they're trying to ensure. I've listened to the talking heads on the National Lane news media. And they're trying to ensure the fact that he have a fighting chance in the NFL football league. I listen to what they're saying.
If I played in the NFL, I would not want to be in the same locker room as that dude.
Well, you know, I played football. I would be highly uncomfortable.
No doubt.
I would hate to come out of the shower with my buttocks showing, okay? Okay.
But he came out the closet. How many is in the closet? Still undercover. But that's where this country is going. And we have to maintain our morality. That's all I'm going to say. Because the Most High don't approve of those kind of relationships. I didn't say it. He said it. And those relationships are not natural in his creation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see LGBTQ community in nature.
No.
What they call nature.
I came out today on Facebook, Katya. I came out today, yeah. Yeah, I sure did. I love women. I've been loving them all my life. That's what I am. That's what I'm about. And I make no bones about it. And I don't give a damn who feels any ways about it. I love women. I came out the closet.
Here you go.
Yeah. I make no bones about it.
That's pretty unusual these days.
It is. A man
admit that he loves women, and you ain't by yourself, huh? I think it's the greatest creation on earth.
Yeah, this is unusual, Cartier, but that's the way it is. You got to come out on the closet on loving naturally. I love my sisters. That man is crying and shame. And trying to make me feel bad about what I do, who I love. Hey, something, country. All right, brother.
Yeah. All the confusion.
Okay. In it, though. But, country, if you're done with your commentary, my dear friend and brother, I certainly am. And we'll move
I just
right
wanted
away.
To mention Afghanistan.
Okay,
because America's
ahead.
Pulling out. And they're showing how the security forces are turning over their weapons to the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bloody mess over there. But
I believe so. I believe
that's
so.
What this government does. They start, you know, trouble other places, and they book.
But, brother, let me tell you something. Everybody it is not a bad thing. I don't agree with some of the stuff the Taliban do. I hope, as a matter of fact, I don't agree with a lot of stuff the Taliban do or any of these nations. Not one of them that I agree with anything that they do. But America thinks, for some reason, everybody wants to be like it, but it don't even want to be like itself, Cartrell.
Dig it. That's true.
Yeah.
What kind of example are they setting?
Yeah, you ain't setting no example. Everybody see right through your game, man. That's the first thing Putin said. Well, what about Black Lives Matter?
Don't answer for them. Black lives don't really matter for them.
Yeah, he already know. Putin shot it right at it. You know what I mean?
Just like the people of Afghanistan don't really mean nothing to them.
Right. No, they didn't talking loud and saying nothing. Brother, they don't want to hear that, Katria. Yeah. Stop flogging. You ain't fooling nobody but yourself with that nonsense. These good white Christians in this country ain't fooling nobody but themselves. Okay? All right. Thank you, Cartrell. Fellow students, if you will you turn with Cartrell and I to 2 Kings 20? May the Most High bless us, the Almighty, and bless his holy name for leaving us a code and some instructions. Improve our lives. In those days, King Hezekiah fell dangerously ill. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came and said to him, "Thus said the Elohim, set your affairs in order, for you're going to die. You will not get well." Thereupon King Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to Yah and said, "Please, O Elohim, remember how I walked before you sincerely and wholeheartedly and have done what is pleasing to you." And King Hezekiah wept profusely. Before Isaiah the prophet had gone out of the middle court, the word of Yah came to him, "Go back and said to King Hezekiah, the ruler of my people, thus said Yah, the Elohim of your father, King David, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears." See, Yah be running to these doctors. He didn't run no doctor. What did he say to him? "I'm going to hear you. On the third day, you should go up to the house of the Elohim." And it didn't say a doctor would add. It didn't say a lawyer would add, a guy with a PhD go add. It said, "I will add 15 years to your life. I will also rescue you in this city from the hands of the king of Assyria. I will protect this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant, King David."
Who?
King David.
My servant.
My servant. Then, because Yah gives his word, and King David was a faithful fellow, faithful kind of fellow. He likes that in people, Cartrell.
Yes. Then, My thing is that they try to substitute King David, the servant of the Most High God, for exactly. His Christ God.
Exactly.
Who was never anointed.
Who
was never one of the sons of King David. Because every one of these kings, the Most High refers to them, your father, King David.
Bruh, Cartrell.
Yes.
These folks steal everything, okay? You know, I was thinking last night, and I heard them say in a Roman Catholic church, you got to go before the altar. And I'm saying, that ain't no damn altar. Do they know what an altar is? They steal everything and take the name on it, Cartrell. A wooden podium to them is an altar. And it does nothing but somebody standing behind and telling a pack of lies. That's an altar.
And how deep are the people?
Right.
They take communion, which is the body and the blood of some man. That's cannibalism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even take blood of animals. Okay?
That's right.
So how far removed from taking the blood of a human being?
and his body. What part of the body you eat?
And what part of that, and what part of in this study that we found anything similar in nature to that? Even suggest, infer, and imply such a thing, Katria.
Well, some of these kings sacrificed their sons, so they came pretty close.
Well, Katria, them ain't us, okay? Sure they did. And by our studies, they certainly did, and I cannot contest what you just said, but they ain't us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We can't do Jacob what they did, and it served them no good, and certainly if we did it, it served us no interest, okay?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Paid the price for it.
What's that, Katria?
I said we paid the price. The kings that did that paid the price for it.
You better believe it, brother. You better believe it. Then Isaiah said, get a cake of figs. And they got one. They applied it. He must have had a bad rash. They applied it to the rash and he recovered. King Hezekiah asked the prophet Isaiah, what is the sign that Yah will heal me and that I will go up to the house of Yah on the third day? The prophet replied, this is the sign for you from Yah that the Elohim will do the thing that he has promised. Shall the shadow advance 10 steps or recede 10 steps? Let me ask you this. On the time clock, you know, the shadow clock. He asked him a question. Yeah, now say it again, Katria.
Sundial.
Yeah, the sundial. So he asked the question, a logical question. So shall the shadow advance 10 steps or recede 10 steps? King Hezekiah said, it's easy for the shadow to lengthen 10 steps, advance, but not for the shadow to recede 10 steps. So the prophet Isaiah called to the Elohim, and he made the shadow which had descended on the dial, the sundial, as the highest receded 10 steps. And which you said, that's virtually impossible. And the Most High made it the impossible possible as a sign for King Hezekiah. At that time, King Baladam, son of Baladam of Babylon, sent envoys with a letter and a gift to King Hezekiah, for he had heard about King Hezekiah's illness. You know, they started off treating us halfway right, Katria, showing a little concern and whatnot, the Babylonians. You know what I mean? Showing a little tenderness.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe it was all pretense, okay? King Hezekiah. Well, you're right, Katria. King Hezekiah heard about them and said, you're right, Katria. But I was just talking loud, saying nothing. But we finna find out the true reason for the false pretense of concern. For he had heard
Why would Babylon be so concerned about King Hezekiah and Judah? Wow.
You finna find out.
Okay.
But he had heard about King Hezekiah's illness. King Hezekiah heard about them, and he showed them all this. Man, this guy was a show-off. The treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the favorite oil, his armory, and everything that was found in the storehouse. There was nothing in his palace or in his realm that King Hezekiah did not show. He's a showboater. When the prophet Isaiah came to King Hezekiah, what he demanded of him, did those men say to you, where have they come from? King Hezekiah said, they have come from a far country, from Babylon. Next, he asked, what have they seen in your palace? King Hezekiah replied, they seen everything that's in my palace. There's nothing in my storehouse I didn't show them. Then the prophet Isaiah said to King Hezekiah, hear the words of Yah. A time is coming when everything in your palace, which your ancestors have stored up to this day, will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will remain behind, said the Elohim, and some of your sons, your own Israel, whom you have fathered, will be taken to serve as eunuch, which is a low, despicable status to be reduced from a man to have your testicles removed and to make you a half man, half woman in the palace of the king of Babylon. King Hezekiah declared to Isaiah the prophet, the word of Yah that you have spoken is good. But he thought to himself, but he thinking to himself, this guy was not only a showboater, he was only concerned about his own interests. For he thought to himself, it means that safety is assured for my time. I'm all right. I don't care about my own sons. They're going to be eunuch. They're going to be half boys and half girls, just like they are now. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I know I'm getting a little futuristic in what I'm saying. But truth be told, we're so unique, like eunuchs, you know, who want to lead their parades and be their drum majors for everything that's wrong. If you don't tell me that's being a eunuch, and like I said, think about it. Football players. Who led the parade on that? Who was the drum major on that? It was us. Didn't do us a world of good. You know, when a brother, he kissed a little white boyfriend. He didn't become one. But he led the parade on it. And now Carl Niestam, whatever his name is, Las Vegas Raiders, going to take full benefit of it. Just like some eunuchs. Always taking the lead for what's in the interest of what's in the king's interest. And certainly there are kings in some sense of the word. They only care about what's in the king's interest, keeping the harem together. You better look out for the king. You ain't in charge. I'm in charge. No, but the king of Babylon in charge. Both of you heifers need to go and look after the king's harem. Yeah, we ain't number eunuchs. Like to showboat, show off, talk too much. And concerned about everything but the right thing. And love to hate on one another just like women. Some of us like just like women. Just like eunuchs. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't gonna sugarcoat this nonsense. So King Hezekiah was only self-interested. He was totally unlike King Dawood. King Dawood would have broke down crying. But this guy, he was looking out for his own self. I got mine. I be all right then. That's on him. The other
it's the same thing that the Most High gave 15 more years of life to. And rather than him doing more righteously, he bugging out. Who shows foreigners everything they got in their kingdom?
Somebody you don't even know nothing about. You don't even know nothing about them people. Contrary, that would be a kidding. Me coming to your house, your wife showing me everything. She showing me the bank account. She showing me the safe. She showing me the bank checks and everything. She showing me where y'all keep the jewelry, the silver and everything, even though I'm your friend. That would be akin to that.
Who does that?
Yeah. And your wife would be
crazy in the head.
Right, and your wife would be totally out of place. Okay?
And when the prophet told him, you're going to lose everything.
Exactly.
Your son, anything going to be taken away? What does he say? Oh, the word of Yah is good. The word of Yah ain't good for you, man. What are you talking about?
Right.
What are you talking about? The word of Yah is good.
Right.
He just condemned you and your son.
But you know what? He heard what he wanted to hear, Contrail.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew the word of Yah was on point, but he heard one thing that he wanted to hear. Not in your time. That's the only thing he needed to hear. Oh, all right. The word of Yah is good. It ain't going to affect me. It's going to have effect on my offspring. What kind of man is that? And you caused this. You caused this by your actions, help facilitate that to come down on folk. Instead of you trying to get right and crying for your nation, your children, You don't care about yourself, just like some of us now, Contrail. I ain't gonna sell no sugar sandwich today. I'm out of sugar sandwiches. Just like some of us today. That's why we don't know how to talk to one another, Contrail. That's why we don't know how to love one another. That's why we don't know how to look out for each other's best interests. That's why we don't want no parts of one another, because truth be told, we can't stand to be around one another. And the evidence you got it wrong. I like to hang out. Yeah, you like to hang out to kill somebody. You like to hang out to fight somebody. You like to hang out to fuss with somebody. And the evidence on that. That's why the escalation of violence in our community. Yeah, let's get together. Let's get together on another holiday where we're doing the same thing that we do on the other holidays and even in between those holidays. I ain't lying. I'm not selling no sugar sandwiches today. Okay? Stop being self-centered and self-concerned only about your own interests. And be concerned about your nation. Be concerned about your daughters. Be concerned about my daughters. I need to be concerned about your daughters, your sons, and vice versa. So unlike King Darwin, Cartier, so unlike King Darwin, this King Hezekiah, and certainly we are the same sort, Cartier. The apple don't fall from the tree. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, the sad part is that he didn't look out for future generations. He was only concerned about himself.
Exactly.
And when we get in trouble, we're not concerned about Yah until we get in trouble. Then we call on Yah. He shows us mercy. Then we forget all about him again.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that with Hezekiah. All he wanted to do was live and not die from his sickness.
Right.
And Yah blessed him with that. But
right.
He didn't return the favor to Yah. He's still thinking about himself. Not even thinking about his family. So we're not too far off from how Hezekiah thinks. We get in trouble. Oh, now we think about Yah. When
right.
Yah helps us out, then we forget about him.
Exactly.
Go back to doing what we had did before to get us in trouble in the first place.
Exactly. Amen, brother. All right. And he says, the other events of King Hezekiah's reign and all of his exploits, which we're about to proceed into days from now, how he made the pool, the conduit, to bring water into the city, are recorded in the annals, chronicles of the kings of Yehuda. Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and his son Manasseh succeeded him as king. Chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah. He did what was displeasing to the Elohim, following the abhor practices of the nations that Yah had dispossessed before the Israelites. He rebuilt the churches that his father, King Hezekiah, had destroyed. He erected altars for Baal. He made sacred posts as King Ahab of Israel had done. He bowed down to all the hosts of heavens and worshiped them. Anything, a shooting star, it didn't make no difference. And he built altars for them in the house of the Elohim, on which Yah had said, I will establish my name in Jerusalem. He built altars for all the hosts of heaven and the two courts of the house of Yah. He even consigned his own son to the fire. He had practiced witchcraft, soothsaying, and divination. He consulted ghosts and familiar spirits. He guy was a man. He was a chip on the block. He was a hot mess. He did much that was displeasing to Yah to vex him. The sculpted image of Asherah that he made, he placed in the house, concerning which Yah had said to King Dawud and to his son, King Solomon, in this house, in Jerusalem, which I choose, out of all the tribes of Israel, I will establish my name forever. And I would not again cause the feet of Israel to wander from the land that I gave to their fathers, only contingent upon the fact if they go along with the codification, if they will but faithfully observe all that I commanded them. all the teachers in which my servant Moses charged them. But they did not obey. And King Manasseh led them astray to do greater evil than the nation that Yah had destroyed before the Israelites. He made them worse than the nation that Yah had destroyed. They were so bad. They were bad to the bone. They had black culture.
Foster children for other people's culture.
They had black culture, God.
Foster children for other people's culture.
You ain't lying. And they, Katrina, man, you said a man, good point there. They were poster children, other people culture. What other people did, the filth they did, they took the lead. They were the drum majors. They
you
were
know how we do.
We, hey man, the apple don't fall far from the tree. They were the drum majors. They were the poster children. They led the parades, and they became even better. And matter of fact, they became better. They became worse at being better at doing what our enemies did before us. They became good at it, Contrail.
Terrible.
Man, terrible. The apple don't fall from the tree, Contrail.
Yeah, some food is good, though.
Mm-hmm. Some is not.
Huh?
Now, say it again, Contrail.
I said some of the food is good on the tree.
Yeah.
But the roots of the tree is solid.
Man, what you said? And he says, all the teaching was my servant Moses charged them, but they did not obey. King Manasseh led them astray to do greater evil than the nation. They became the drum majors that Yah had destroyed before the Israelites. Therefore, Yah spoke to his servants, the prophet. Because King Manasseh. Oh. Go ahead.
It's more than one prophet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's more than one.
Jeremiah. We read about Jeremiah's problem with these kings.
Yeah. He spoke to a lot of prophets. He said, my prophets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because King Manasseh of Yehuda had done these abhorrent things. He has outdone in wickedness all that the Amorites did before his time. Because he led Yehuda to sin with his fetishes. Surely thus says Yah the Elohim of Israel. I'm going to bring such a disaster on Jerusalem and Yehuda that both ears of everyone who hears about it will tingle. I will apply to Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria. The same thing I did to Samaria, I'm going to do the same thing to them. And the weight of the, and the, what I waited on the house of King Ahab of Israel. I will wipe Jerusalem clean as one wipes a dish and turn it upside down. I will cast off the remnant of my own people and deliver them into the hands of their enemies. And certainly he did, and certainly he has. They shall be plunder and pray to all their enemies. And that's why they don't give us a vote.
No justice, no peace.
What did y'all say he gonna do? Katya, what did y'all say he gonna do? He said, they shall be plunder and pray to all their enemies. Because why? Because they have done what is displeasing to me. And I don't care how much they march, Katya. I don't care how much they protest. I don't care how much they cry. I don't care about what they gonna do.
Have they thought about saying a prayer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like Hezekiah did?
Oh, Katya, come on now. We stupid. Yeah, I'm super stupid. You stupid too. Okay?
Yeah.
Y'all talking about something quite simple. No, we don't need that, Katya. We don't need what Yom Suf and Katya are talking about. See, they old stupid fools. And see, they're not up with the times. They're not modernized and whatnot, you know. They're not up with the voting rights and whatnot. They dinosaurs. Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Hey, you old dinosaur, I'm going to finish. All right. vexing me from the day their fathers came out of misery to this day. Moreover, King Manasseh put so many innocent people to death that he filled Jerusalem with blood from end to end. Besides the sin he committed and caused Yehuda to do what was displeasing to Yah, the other events of King Manasseh's reign and all his actions and the sins he committed are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. King Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his palace, and the god of Uzzah, and his son Ammon succeeded him as king. Ammon was 22 years old when he became king. He reigned only 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Mesulamit, daughter of Haras of Japhat. He did what was displeasing to Yah, as his father, King Manasseh, had done. He walked in all the ways of his father, worshiping the fetishes which his father had worshipped, bowed down to them. He forsook Yah, the Elohim of his fathers, and did not follow the way of Yah. Ammon's courier conspired against him. They killed the king in his palace. But the people of the land didn't go for that and put to death all who had conspired against King Ammon. And the people of the land made his son Joasha king in his stead. The other events of King Ammon's reign and his actions are recorded in the annals of the kings of Yehuda. He was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and his son Josiah succeeded him as king. Country, you old dragon, you just like me. We don't know what's up. We don't know what's happening. We lost with the time. We're not modernized with these sexual activities and going on. We kind of slow and whatnot. What say you, my brother and friend? Country, I think you put your mic on hold, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, okay.
I'm so glad I lived the life that I lived and seen the sights that I've seen, because we've been in this fight for a long time. I mean, our people were more together in the 60s than they are now. We've been fighting this Babylonian beast from the time we've been youth. And now we found out the truth. And it's time for our people to find out the truth, because you're going to be fighting an endless battle with these people, and you're never going to get what you're seeking out of them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You get more promises,
you get more deception, you get more genocide.
Exactly.
Because it's really genocide right now. They're trying to kill our people, man. And our people don't realize it.
Any means necessary.
And look at the health condition of our people. I mean, we got diabetes, high blood pressure, sickle cell anemia, all kind of stuff, man, that they say we're the most vulnerable population. And why is that? Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we need to stop leaning on these people and get our own blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is born with a gift. The Creator who created you blessed you with gifts. Not to give to somebody else, but for you to benefit from the gifts that he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a people have been exploited, no matter what we've done. Our singing, they exploit our athletes, they exploit, our communities on a whole. And we don't reap the benefits of the blessings that we should have. So you could say we dinosaurs, but I hope y'all come up with a solution, this new generation.
Right.
If it ain't the Most High, then y'all in trouble.
Well, what did it say, Cartier? We overcome plunder to our enemies. And certainly that is the case. That is the case, Cartier.
We don't even realize we have enemies, huh?
Oh, everybody they friend. Okay, just like King Hezekiah. Come on in, let's see everything I got. Okay.
Exactly. While you twerking, butt naked on video, show you everything we got.
Oh, they got that whack, huh? A little nasty behind. That's the only thing she got for the relationship. So see, let me tell you some country. Let me tell you sisters out there. She's a little nasty behind. I mean, you in public doing it like that, player. I mean, what is you bringing to the table? I said, bending your little nasty behind over and you wrapping your behind, what is you bringing to the table? That's all you got. You better have something much more than wrapping your behind. You better have something wrapped in your mind. See, I ain't got no sugar sandwiches today, okay? I ain't got no time for this nonsense. Some of you brothers out there with your pants on your butters like to shoot up folks' houses, shoot up little babies and children and whatnot. Talking about you a man. But when the popo come for you, you ain't there. You running here. You hide up in grandma attic or either in grandpa's basement on the front porch. Won't you come on out, man it up. Now, I'm not selling no sugar sandwiches today, okay? Let's keep it real. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Hey, you right. I better not catch my daughters out there twerking. And I better not catch my son out there with no gun shooting no babies.
Exactly. Exactly.
I might be a dinosaur, but my children ain't violent like the rest of our people out here doing.
Well, my daughters, if they're doing that, they better stay their weapon behind with me until you get your mind right. Okay? If that's what you're doing, I want my daughters to hit me. If my daughter's out there somewhere in radio land, I ain't raised no frog to feed no snakes, okay? Now, if that's what you're doing out there, rapping, stay your behind away from me. Stay your little nasty behind away from me, okay? Till you get your mind right. You're going to always be daddy, baby. You're going to always be my child. I'm going to always love you. But you stay your little nasty behind away from me. Because you got to bring something much more to the relationship. My son, he dead. Most High bless his little soul, 5 years old. But just for my daughters, you know, I love you. I'm going to keep it real. I don't have no sugar sandwiches to give nobody today, okay? Go ahead, Cartrell.
Yeah, so what is a sugar sandwich, and who would buy that?
That's the country, Cartrell. You know, we used to make sugar sandwiches. Yeah.
I heard of mayonnaise sandwiches. I heard of lettuce sandwiches. I ain't never heard of no sugar sandwich.
Yeah, we used to make sugar sandwiches. We used to put some sugar between some bread and heat it up on both sides. Sugar sandwich, Cartier.
Are you kidding me, man?
I kid you not. We were dirt poor.
Well, it ain't too much from French toast. We throw some eggs on bread and put some maple syrup on it.
Yeah. Well, the best
sugar
thing
in the world.
Sugar sandwich ain't the best thing in the world for you, but it worked for us.
I think we've been eating too many sugar sandwiches, bro.
As long as you didn't eat too many of them. All right, Cartrell. Well, I'm done with my commentary, and we need a dose of the King Dawood summons. We need some infusion on some wisdom and understanding, Cartrell. And I know you're ready at the press to drop it off to.
Oh, yeah, man, because King David, his words gives us strength spiritually, gives us food for thought, meditation. It opens the pathway to connecting with our Creator. So we give thanks to the Creator, the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for even creating King David and allowing him to be who he was and having so much concern for his people, his generation, and the generations of Israel to come, because these words are going to live for a long time. So we're in the 24th perfect psalm. And this is anti-Western thinking.
Okay.
Ain't no science, Big Bang involved in this, bro.
That's what we need.
It reads, bless the reading of these words. The earth is Yah's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Did we miss something in that sentence, Doc? Who the earth belongs to?
It belongs to Yah.
Oh, I thought it was belonged to the superpowers, Russia and United States and Britain, France. And they control the skies and the sea, and they think it's theirs.
They got the game twisted, country.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything that's in the earth belongs to the Most High.
I don't care what they give it up in the Nestine Council or whatever other council they went to and give it up to the universe. It don't belong to them.
And what gives them the right to determine how many human beings should exist on the earth? Overpopulation.
They didn't create no human being. What right you got to take somebody out of here?
They didn't create the animals either, did they?
Yeah, you're certainly right. Create a hot mess. get rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Now they want to go to Mars and Jupiter and Venus and beyond the stars.
And do the same dirt there.
Yeah.
They don't want you up there. They don't want you up there. They invited you up there.
And you can't take elephants and giraffes and zebras and dolphins and eagles up there with you either.
No.
They were right here, just like us.
Wouldn't they go have space masks on them?
I don't know. I know they try to take some monkeys up there.
Well, how are they going to eat with the space mask on, Katria?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And what they going to eat? What you going to feed the bees and the ants? And
mm-hmm.
You going to take them into another environment, too?
They ain't figured that out yet. They're working on that.
Okay. All right. Got a new ecosystem, huh?
Exactly.
So let's get back to reality, back to life. For Yah has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. What are we talking about? We talk about the earth and the world, right? And how did he establish it? They say the world is 75% water, liquid. That's incredible.
Exactly.
That much water. And human beings to have that much stability on planet that is basically water. He said, who shall ascend into the hills of Yah? Or who shall stand on his holy place? So we're not talking about heaven. We're talking about a place on earth. And we know the hill that Yah is talking about is Zion, which is in Jerusalem, right?
Exactly.
So the question is, who is worthy enough to be around the Creator? And he says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. And clean hands means that you don't have any blood on your hand. King Hezekiah got innocent blood on his hand. I don't know what's going to happen to his soul. He was better with his father, but he does not have clean hands, nor did he have a pure heart. Who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. We see so much vanity in these things, and we see that they were not men of their words. And we don't want to be like none of those things that didn't walk uprightly before the Most High, because they are examples for us to live and understand how you're supposed to live in the earth. He shall receive the blessings of Yah and righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. Every Christian is looking for salvation. It's right here in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, because there is Elohim's salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. Seek who? You have to seek the Elohim, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the generation, he says, that seeks his face. And he's talking to us, oh, Jacob. Jacob's name is Yisrael. So we should be seeking Yah. That's our mission. Can we get attached? Can we get close? Can we be as close as the prophets were to him, to hear his voice and to do what he instructs us to do, like the prophets did? Do you really want to be that close to Yah? Because you may fail a test when he tells you something and you don't do it. But this is the generation of them that seek him. We should all be seeking Yah, that seek thy face. O Jacob, Selah, lift up your heads on your gates and be lifted up, your everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? Yah, strong and mighty. Yah, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? Yah of hosts. He is the King of Glory. So, in other words, when King David says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and open up your minds, open up your hearts, and let the everlasting King come into your ruach, be attached to him. Who's the King of Glory? Yah of hosts, the one who owns the earth, right? The earth is Yah, the fullness of the world, and they that dwell therein. You have to reconnect with your Creator. So don't have your head stuck in the mud, stuck in the sand, or stuck in a hole. Lift up your head and seek Yah.
Amen, brother. All right. Thank you very much, Cartrell, for that needed information. And we definitely need it. Brother Cartrell, do you have any comments before we get ready to skedaddle out of here?
just that the Most High is moving in the earth. You can see his hand moving. And you just got to be connected. You can't get caught up in the ways of the people. You can't be the poster children for their perverted paths. And we pray that these lessons that we're learning from the Old Testament, a lot of people just throw it away, put it aside, go to the New Testament. But there's so much value in what we're reading in these words that we're going through in the Old Testament. So I pray that these words penetrate the ethos, reach the hearts and souls of our people so that we can reconnect and get things right and not be begging nations that hate us for equal rights and equal justice and whatever we're begging them for.
Amen, brother. Amen. Whatever Amen. We're begging for. All right, fellow students. It's been a pleasure for Cartier and I to bring you in these studies the word of Yah. We want you to mull over them, meditate on them. Go and as a matter of fact, I have a lesson planned for you. Pretty soon we'll be getting into the Chronicles, the Annals of the Kings. The first couple of chapters is about names, about nations and whatnot. So take the opportunity now to go over the first couple of chapters in Chronicles, first Chronicles. We're going to go over when we get there. But I want you to be familiarized with it before we get there, okay? That's a lesson plan for you. And look over some of the names and look over some of the nations and whatnot, okay? All right? So you can have some idea. You need to know, be familiarized with the subject matter yourselves, okay? And take nothing for granted. And don't trust anything anyone says, us or anyone else for that matter, okay? Your soul is too important for that. Cartrell, thank you, my brother and friend. Fellow students, thank you. May the Most High bless you. I know you're tired of laying in that brown grass. Got a lovely song to end that with you. May the Most High direct and order your step to green grass, like it's the 23rd chapter of Psalms. Make you lie down in some green grass. Get out of that brown grass. Which stop leaning to your own understanding, okay? Stop following your own interest and pursuit. Stop just looking out for your own best interest. Be a man not unlike King David, who knew his shortcomings, didn't try to justify him, didn't try to hide him, didn't try to blame him on somebody else. Took ownership of him, asked the Most High to help him with him, got rid of him, and kept him moving. That's what you need to do. In order to help facilitate those things and to be in earnest in doing so, you need a new heart and spirit in order to do so. We suggest to you that you get your new heart and spirit like King David. Why do we suggest that? Because the Most High always speaks highly of King David. He said that King David was a man after his own heart, meaning his own way of thinking. So you need to be like the Most High after his own heart too. So get your heart and a spirit to help facilitate that. Okay? We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass. On the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me, and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, a love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.